Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Where is Your Heart? After saying that we should not lay up for ourselves treasures on earth, but rather lay them up in heaven, then Jesus states this abiding principle. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Notice, Jesus didn't say, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. No, he stated it in the sense that your heart follows your treasure. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your true treasure, that is really precious and valuable to you, that is what is really precious and valuable to you, where your true treasure is found, reveals where your heart is really at. People who live for themselves, people who live for stuff, people who live for fun, make it abundantly clear where their true treasure is found. It's in the things of this life. They treasure these things, and that is where their heart really is at. People who never have time to serve the body of Christ, they never give sacrificially, they never take much interest in the things of God, reveal where their heart is truly at. In reality, they don't have treasure in heaven, because it is obvious their heart is not there. It's good to take inventory. Where is my heart really at? What do I really treasure? What are my priorities? What do I really value? If you are brutally honest, take a look at your checkbook. Take a look at your calendar. Take a look at the commitments of your life. What on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? People who give of themselves sacrificially, who are constantly serving, who are constantly available, who are always looking to help others, these are the people who give evidence that they really treasure, what they really treasure is the reward of God in heaven. And therefore, their heartbeat is in trying to serve and please God. They live for this. Paul stated the goal of his life like this in 2 Corinthians 5:9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him. Ed Glasscock says, quote, the reality is that one will set his affections and design on those things that are most valuable to him. If one perceives earthly goods as a treasure, then his heart will focus on those things. End of quote. Sometimes people complain about serious Christians as being so heavenly minded that they are no earthly good. Really? That is backwards. In order to really be earthly good, you have to be heavenly minded. C.S. Lewis said, quote, if you read history, you will find that the Christians who did the most for the present world were precisely those who did the most, who thought the most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this. End of quote. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Liberty Bible Commentary says, quote, the only way man will ever overcome his natural inclination toward materialism and wealth is to place the priority of his possessions in heaven. End of quote. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.